It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, staying active can curb your back pain and speed up recovery time, but you know, complementary and alternative therapies have become very popular for general health. But what about if you suffer from back pain and you've got an aching back, maybe you twisted the wrong way or lifted something improperly? Then what do you do? You know, you just want to try and avoid surgery at all cost, whether you've got a bulging disc or some kind of stenosis or arthritis. And so you want to look to some ways that you can relieve your pain before you have to go looking at a bigger picture. And my guest is Dr. Michael Ho. He's a back pain specialist. So Dr. Ho, tell us a little bit about back pain and what is the main cause of back pain?
Well, the main cause of back pain is muscle tension, okay? Muscle tension nowadays very prevalent with low back pain because of our lifestyle. We sit too much, okay? We're not active enough, and a lot of us carry a little extra weight, or we may have poor posture just from, you know, bending over your smartphone or sitting in front of your computer or driving long trip. And also stress, emotional stress also causes muscle tension. So muscle tension really is the number one cause for back pain, and with long-term, your muscle tension that's not being released properly, then we start to get into joint problems because the joint becomes fixated, and then deterioration of the joint and disc can follow, you know, with period, with time.
Okay, so Dr. Ho, I'm an exercise physiologist. I deal with back pain every single day for very many years. Now, of course, we want exercise. We want good strengthening exercises, core exercises, back exercises. You want to keep your trunk as strong as possible and learn proper lifting techniques and all of those things. So let's put that aside because that we sort of already know. And let's work our way into chiropractic. What do you think of chiropractic as a way to help? I've seen a chiropractor when my back's gone out. And, you know, they've done a little twisty things and some manipulation, and boom, I'm feeling okay again. What do you think about chiropractic?
Well, I think chiropractic is excellent for treatment of back pain. In fact, you know, many clinical studies have proven that chiropractic can, you know, cause long-term and immediate relief for for chronic back pain patients. So the adjustment itself work on the nerve, joint, and the muscular component of the pain. So an adjustment can actually help to restore normal function in the segment, in the low back. So that can help for sure.
Okay, and then what about acupuncture?
Acupuncture also have been proven to help, with long-term and immediate relief of back pain because it affects the nerve that controls the muscle. Nerves that are too excited can cause the muscle to become chronically contracted. And because of that, when we do acupuncture, it basically helps to reset the nerve to its normal tone. So it tells the muscle to stay relaxed, and that can be helpful as well to improve the circulation and what we call the chi energy flow in the area.
Okay, and that's because when you think of the nerve and the electrical stimulation, which goes through to the muscle, and that spasm in the muscle is what people feel.
Yes.
And they sort of don't realize that that's what they're feeling is the spasm caused by the nerve, usually the sciatic nerve.
Yes.
You know, going in, so acupuncture can what? It releases that, it gets the chi energy going, and it helps to sort of release that stimulation of the nerve?
What I find is, you know, anything that can cause the muscle to relax, anything that can help to stimulate the circulation of the nerve from the lower back down to the leg, we'll call the sciatic nerve, we can get good results with chronic back patients and the ones with sciatica as well.
What about massage? Where does that fit in?
Now, massage is more of a mechanical, you know, stimulation of the muscles, and the pressure point on the muscle themselves can, again, help to relax the muscles. So, again, that can help. But it's not as powerful as a tool as a, you know, chiropractic adjustment or an acupuncture therapy. But massage, obviously, has the relaxation effect, which may help the patient to relax emotionally and subsequently, you know, physically as well.
Now, since you're discussing emotional relaxation, and we know so much of our pain is caused by stress and tension, What about some of the mind-body therapies, like guided imagery, yoga, biofeedback, you know, muscle stimulation, some of these things? If they're intended to relax us, then does that in turn help the back pain?
Well, we must remind ourselves that the body doesn't function in separate, you know, components. Everything works in conjunction with each other. The physical and the emotional aspect of our function, you know, it works in a loop. So if you have a physical, you know, impairment, it causes emotional stress. If you have an emotional stress, it causes a physical impairment. So anytime we can either, you know, help the physical impairment or help the emotional component, we can help, you know, both sides at the same time. So yes, anything that can relax your mind, allow you to relax, allow you to breathe better, can obviously cause your back to become more relaxed. And any treatment to the back can also allow the person to become happier and feel less depressed, because now they got hope that their back pain is not going to be a long-going thing.
Okay, big question here, Dr. Ho, because it's one that I get almost on a daily basis, and we're going straight sort of to physical therapy here. Ice for a really sore back or heat for a really sore back?
Now, basically, heat over time is the best therapy, because heat can give you better circulation. Now, the exception is if you have any acute pain, so say you injure yourself and you got an inflammatory response, you got swelling, you know, of the muscle or joint in your back, then ice is recommended, and I recommend doing it for 12 minutes, 2-3 times a day. But you can always follow the ice with heat so that you get both, you know, the anti-inflammatory effect and the muscle relaxation effect. But then you also finish with ice if you're in an acute phase.
So, I mean, when you say acute phase, because, boy, we know, if you've ever, you cannot appreciate somebody's back pain until you've ever had it yourself.
I understand.
And
I've seen.
Well, I mean, it's true, right? And until you know, you say, oh, come on, you know, you could arch and round or you can move. But I have had to crawl to my chiropractor. So I know that feeling. And ice is not the most pleasant thing to put on at that point, but it does work. You know, and what do you think about anti-inflammatories during that acute phase?
Well, anti-inflammatory used for maybe the first 48 hours is good, okay? But, you know, long-term use, as we all know, can cause, you know, irreversible side effects to the kidney, to the stomach lining, and to the liver. So short-term use is okay, but don't make a habit of using, you know, a chemical to control your back pain. You know, things I find that work really well in the past, a massage, chiropractic adjustment, any kind of electrotherapy. Traction works fantastic because it stretches the muscle and decompresses this. Okay, and then obviously, you know, self-exercise at home and watching your lifestyle, you know, your ergonomics, the way you sleep, the way you work, and getting regular exercise. Those are the combined, you know, therapy that would work best for someone with back pain.
So people still are doing traction. What's involved in that?
Oh, traction is fantastic. In fact, it's getting more and more popular as we learn more about the spine. Because when you have a chronically contracted low back particularly, the muscle is so tight, nothing will release it. When you stretch the back, decompressing the spine, now you're going to get the muscle deep inside to become elongated. You're going to take pressure off the disc, so you get what we call a negative pressure buildup, so the disc can start to rehydrate at a faster rate. And when the disc increases in space, now we have more space for the nerve to, you know, to become less irritated. So subsequently, it can circulate better. So I recommend decompression therapy. Well, we have a belt that we use for our patients. We use electrotherapy for relaxation of the muscle and to relieve the pain on a regular basis, and especially for home care. You know, the idea is to have the patient to look after themselves, so they don't have to rely on us as doctors. They don't have to rely on taking a pill. And as you said earlier, to avoid that surgery whenever necessary.
Well, absolutely. The key is to try and avoid the surgery whenever necessary. Keep yourself at an optimal weight. Don't sit all day. Remember that you've got to get up, move around, keeping your trunk and your core as strong as you possibly can, doing good abdominal exercises and back exercises and things that relax you emotionally and physically. Acupuncture, chiropractic, spinal manipulation, heat, baths, whatever it takes. That's how you keep your back free from pain, or at least a little bit. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.